حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین.
اعوذ باللہ السمیع العلیم من ہمزات الشیاطین، واعوذ باللہ ان یحضرون، انہ هو السمیع العلیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین، والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین، حبیب الہ العالمین، ابی القاسم محمد.
اللہم صل علی محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين، سيما بقية الله في الأرضين. روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفدا، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد، وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن الإصابة التي جاحدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا. درود محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
With this hope and prayer that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reveal the words on the speaker that will be beneficial for both the speaker and the listeners, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa jil.
And we just hope that inshallah this effort that we are putting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of remembrance of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wassalam will be accepted by Allah and His awliya. Recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa jil.
For the destruction of the plots of the enemies against Islam and the doctrine of the true Muhammadan Islam, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
We have started this important discussion regarding collective effort in an organized form for the goal of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the flag of the wali of our time. We have to start working on that, and we mentioned again and again that it is one of the most important and primary aspect of Islam and all the divine revelations. But on the other hand, it is most forgettable and heedless part of the religion that is there. And to train ourselves, train our new generation in that way, it is the responsibility of each one of us. So first of all, understand this dimension, most important dimension of Islam. And once we understand that, try to find out the ways with which we can able to actualize these teachings of Islam in the comprehensive way, so that we could able to get the fruits and the benefits of the Islam. Otherwise, if we just trying to act individually and we think that acting individually will give us all the results and the fruits, it's completely impossible. And on the other hand, it will make us think that Islam is not giving us the solutions for the problems that we have. Our main problem is that we are not understanding Islam properly and in a comprehensive way. And unless and until we could be able to do that, we will not get the results. And we have mentioned that on a very small scale, it was actualized by a very small number of people on the plain of Karbala in 60 month of Hijrah. And still, the Islamic Ummah is getting the results and the fruits of it. That was a shajara tayyiba tu'ti ukula fi kulli hinin. That is still the Islamic Ummah is getting the results from it. So we have to follow the same footsteps and we have to do that. Yesterday we have started discussing about some of the examples of that in our daily life and try to understand that this mindset where we start thinking that all of us are part of one team. It is not an individual who have to be successful, but all of us collectively will be successful. Take the example of the mountain climbers that Ayatollah Khamenei has mentioned in his book of or his speeches of Walaya, that again, if we are a group of people who are connected together in this form, that we are tied with one rope, and we know that it is not possible that the person who is quite strong and is on the top, if he reach the peak, he is successful. No one is successful unless all of them reach that peak. This is the mindset that we have to understand. If this mindset is there, all of us will be successful. If this mindset is not there, then we will see that the results are not there. And just to, before going to our discussion, just to point out, because it's one of the most, in the recent history of the mankind, there are certain changes that is occurring. See, on one hand, we have mentioned that it is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the mu'mineen that you have to work like this. But we have seen that the kuffar, enemies of Islam, the munafiqeen, we have seen them, they are like this. Despite the fact that we mentioned that Quran has clearly told us that tahsabuhum jamian wa qulubuhum shatta, that apparently they are together but their hearts are disconnected. That's true. But you can see that despite the fact that they are just physically come together for the specific cause, for their own personal desires and the lust and satanic plots, they are working together for that plan of shaitan that is there on the face of the earth. Despite the fact that it was our responsibility, the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
That they have to fulfill this responsibility like this. You have seen that the humanity has seen the destruction of Daesh and ISIS in the recent history. But the enemies knew as soon as they see and heard, they saw that Daesh and ISIS in ICU and this great personality of Qasim Soleimani and the Shuhada, they have defended the true Islam at that time. In the last few years, when the enemy has seen that it is Daesh in ICU and this state is there, they have started their planning for the plan B and C and D type of thing from that time. And we are seeing that what's happening in Afghanistan right now, it is not a random thing that is going on. It is pre-planned thing that was planned by them, that they have to prepare an alternate for the, or maybe they have to take a revenge from the true Islamic followers that in the form of Taliban that they have created there. They are the same people with a different name. They are coming and popping up there in Afghanistan right now. And they are thinking that after the shahada of people like Qasim Soleimani and Shahid Abu Muhaddis, Mehdi Abu Muhaddis, they think that the barrier, the hurdle between them and their plans and their goals is no more there. But they do not know that still the sons of Karbala are still there. The sons of the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam are still there. And these plots will also be destroyed but in the hands of these true followers of Islam, inshallah ta'ala. Recite our salawat. This point that the examples that I discussed with you yesterday regarding, like for example, different examples that we have discussed about the team and all the other stuff, just to support, because yesterday, unfortunately, I wasn't able to present certain riwayat in front of you to show that what is the expectation of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam from us? What type of connection they need, they want between the mu'mineen? Okay, and that's very important for us to understand that what type of relationship Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are looking for us. What type of relationship that should be there among ourselves, among the mu'mineen. I'm reading one riwayah from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam. Keep in mind this metaphor of mountain climbers in your mind, and then look at the riwayah that is mentioned by Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam say like this. Imam say, Ya Abdul Aziz, because this is a Ravi or the narrator that is there and talking to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, and Imam is telling him that about the Iman and the relationship among the mu'mineen. Imam say, Ya Abdul Aziz, Innal Imana Ashru Darajatin. Iman and the belief, the true Iman has 10 stages, 10 grades are there. Okay? بِمَنْزِلَةِ السُّلَّمْ يُسْعَدُ مِنْهُ مِرْقَاتًا بَعْدَ مِرْقَاتٍ. It's like a stairs, that step by step, you have to step on one, and second, third, fourth, till 10. You have heard about the riwayah regarding the Iman of Salman al-Farsi and like Abu Zar al-Ghaffari, when there are comparison between the Iman of these great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
This was the general discussion regarding the Iman. After that, Imam say like this, فَلَا يَكُولَنَّ صَاحِبُ الْإِثْنَيْنِ لِصَاحِبِ الْوَاحِدِ لَسْتَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. It is not allowed for the person who is on the second step of the stair to tell the person who is on the first step of the stair that لَسْتَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. You didn't reach anything. You didn't have anything. Okay, so Imam is saying that there are grades, there are people on the higher grades, there are people on the lower grades. It is the people on the higher grades do not have the right to say to the people on the lower grade that you do not have anything. Then what type of relationship they have? Hatta yantahi ila al-ashir. Imam said that it is not just, I am giving the example of two and one. Okay, because Imam said the person who is on the second stage is not allowed to say anything for the person who is on the first stage. And he said that, go higher and higher and higher till you reach stage number 10. So the person who is on stage number 10, he do not have the right to say anything to the person who is on stage number 9, nor the person who is stage number 1. Okay? So he is on the top, the person is on the bottom, the person who reached the peak and is looking at the people like me whose knees are hurting and he's saying, oh, I cannot go on the hike, I cannot go do anything. He do not have the right to say that what type of person you are not strong enough. What he has to do, inshallah, Imam al-Assalam mentioned, the first thing is that you do not have the right to say, lassa ala shayn. You do not have anything. Okay? Then Imam said that, fala tuskit man huwa dunaka, fa yuskita man huwa fauka. And don't try to push the person. Suppose that I'm on the second stair, and I say, okay, this person is not going forward, so I just push him or cut the rope. That because I do not need this guy, okay? Imam said, don't do that. If you do that, there is somebody over you too. If you cut the rope here, he will cut the rope on the top. You got the point? The relationship? Okay? So, for every person, there is a person on the head, on the top, okay? Which Imam Ali salatu wasalam has mentioned to Malik Ashtar. Say the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
When Imam alayhi salatu wasalam sending Malik Ashtar to Egypt at the time, Imam said the letter that is mentioned by Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is a very comprehensive letter for the management of a group of people. At the time, Imam told him that, be careful that I am sending you, but I am keeping an eye on you. If you do anything wrong, I am there. I have the responsibility. You are the wali on the people. But I am the wali on you, so I am checking you. Each and every step that you take, my eyes are open and I will be vigilant about what you are doing. But right after that, Imam said that, but don't think that I am the whole and soul, because somebody else is there above me. My Rabb is there and he is watching me, that what I am doing right now. Okay? So what I want to do with you, Allah is under the banner of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I do something wrong, that Allah is watching me too. Okay, so there are steps, there are stairs. And in the hierarchy of the walaya, the connections are there. Everybody has to fulfill his responsibility. So Imam is saying that a person who is on the higher stage, higher grade, he should not start thinking that, okay, I have to get rid of this guy. I do not want this person because he is a hurdle between me and the goal. No, he is not the hurdle between you and the goal. It is not you who has to reach the goal. It is we as a team who has to reach the goal. Why we are thinking like this, that I have to reach the goal? Because as soon as you cut this rope, the person, the Hablullah, will be disconnected from you too. You cannot hold this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that jami'an, I want you jami'an. If you are not holding the rope of Allah jami'an, and you are trying to disconnect and do the tafarqa and disunity among the mu'mineen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not want you too. Why you are here? I do not want you like this. And then according to the ayah, that if you people are not able to fulfill this responsibility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change, bring us another qawm, yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa
jil. So okay, he says that, okay, Imam, we'll ask Imam that, okay, I'm not saying anything to the person who is on the lower stage. I'm not cutting the rope, but I'm just sitting and watching live on the YouTube channel that, okay, what this guy will say, and just start laughing, okay, oh, he's sleeping on the floor and he's doing like this, his boots are not good. And you know that sometimes you happen when you go to the mountain hiking, there are people who are experts, what they do with the people who are not professionals or they are not expert, they are the newcomers, the way they start laughing on this guy, they could see that he do not know how to walk, he do not know how to do this type of stuff. Is it the case that we have to do that? Okay, I'm not saying anything. I'm not cutting the rope. Imam said, no. There is one responsibility on your shoulder. The third thing. Imam said that, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ مَنْ هُوَ أَسْفَلُ مِنْكَ بِدَرَجَةٍ. When you see somebody who is one stage lower than you, فَرْفَعُ إِلَيْكَ بِرِفْقٍ. Hold him. Took him with you, بِرِفْقٍ. With a soft-heartedness. Don't rush, harsh, be harsh on this. Think that, okay, he is a person who is trying his best to come higher and ta'ala ila kalimatin. He is trying to go higher. He is trying to elevate his status. But yeah, he is weak. You have to do the rifq with him. You have to do the mudara with him. You have to be soft with him. Okay? وَلَا تَحْمِلَنَّ عَلَيْهِ. And the next thing is very, very precise. And it shows us the relationship again. Imam said that, وَلَا تَحْمِلَنَّ عَلَيْهِ مَا لَا يُتِيقُ. Okay? Don't give the so much pressure on this guy which he cannot hold. Don't hope or usse is baat ki ummeed nahi rakho. Don't, can you translate it for me? Yeah, you should not have the expectation from him which is not possible for him to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that I will not give you the burden on you which is more than your ability or your capacity. Okay? And we have to keep in mind the capacity of the person who is beneath you. So Imam says that don't put on his shoulder the burden that he cannot hold. But try to take the burden from him. You know the example that I gave you yesterday, this guy, somebody was asking that, okay, what was the solution? So inshallah, think about it, the solution, and you will be able to find it out. But the guy was there that who could not walk, and he has bring all the stuff with him. So the team lead has given the responsibility to all the other 14 people that try to take the burden from him. Slowly take the stuff, his backpack from him. Take all the stuff that is here. Try to take him so that the burden is low on this guy, because he is not capable, he do not have the capacity to hold this burden. So Imam says, وَلَا تَحْمِلَنَّ عَلَيْهِ مَا لَا يُتِيقُ. Don't give him the burden which he is not capable of holding, that burden on his shoulder. Why I should not give him that? Because I have to train him. Imam says that if you, right now, if you do not understand the capacity of that person and give the burden more than what he can hold, فَتُكْسِرُهُ, he will break down. You are destroying this guy. He do not have the capacity right now. He's on grade 1. You are on grade 2. Why you are teaching the stuff that is, all people are do not able to take the fast track? Because you know that in the schools normally sometimes they promote this thing that, okay, fast track is quite good, fast track is quite good. But they do not know that, okay, there are stages, and you should know that, okay, what a person can hold right now. And if you are giving a burden more than his capacity, then you are breaking that guy. So many people can break down if they start taking the fast track, okay? But nobody is understand that, okay, what type of trouble and the problem that you are making him to trap that he is falling in right now. So Imam says that Fatuk Siru. And then the responsibility that Imam says that if you do that, if you give the responsibility on a person that he cannot hold, then Imam says, فَإِنَّ مَنْ كَسَرَ مُؤْمِنًا فَعَلَيْهِ جَبْرُ. Then if you did this and you break a mu'min, now you have the responsibility to cover that thing, to whatever the problem that you have created, you have to remove it, you have to do the jubran of it, do the, what is the word of English in jubran? You have to rectify it, you have to compensate it, Asant. You have to compensate that thing, okay? So now, again, I'm saying that look at this riwayah. I'm again saying that maybe till now you say, okay, whatever Agha Sahib you are saying is from, like for example, your own examples and your own understanding. This is the riwayah of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam. We tell ourselves, we claim ourselves as Ja'fari. We are saying that we belong to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the maktab of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the doctrine of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam is saying that you should have this mindset. Otherwise, you are not Jafari actually. You are claiming that you are Jafari. You think that you are the Jafari. You think that you are on the peak of the mountain. You are the greatest of the climbers. But it is not the case. You do not have that mindset that how you can hold the hand of the other people and take them towards that peak. I'm again saying that we have to create that mindset. Unless and until, and what I mentioned to you yesterday too, and I'm again saying that, we have to work on it. We have to work in a team to learn this. It is not just theoretical discussion that just sitting in a class or a lecture or reading a book, we can solve this issue. Unless and until we put ourselves in that situation, we at that time we could able to learn that how to create that bond among the mu'mineen in that way that I should feel the pain of your pain is my pain and my pain is your pain. We have to have that type of mindset in ourselves. I do not start laughing at your pain and you should not start laughing on my pain. Okay? I should feel the same pain. If you have any trouble with your children, I should feel the same pain in myself. I should not say, okay, this guy was not good. Vice versa, the same opinion should be there for me. That we are one unit. We are one team. Don't think that we are individuals that are disconnected and do not know. I do not know about you. You are not aware of what I am doing. We have so many riwayat. I'm again saying that some of them we have discussed last year. But when you look at the riwayat regarding the companions of Imam Zaman Ajallahu Ta'ala Farajhu Sharif. There also we have seen that what is mentioned there in those riwayat, the relationship between the people and the companions of Imam is that type of relationship where there is complete trust is there. They are in the Farsi we say yakjan do qalib. There are two people, but there is one spirit that is there, one unit that is there. Okay, it is not two people; they are one people. Financially, their riwayat are there. What type of relationship that they should have? What type of understanding that among themselves? As far as the reappearance of the Imam Zaman Ajallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Sometimes I think that this half an hour is too less for the majalis, but I don't know. Maybe I am not that organized and my planning is not good, so unfortunately. But the time is already over. But inshallah, maybe 5 minutes I will take from your time to understand this important point. So I was saying that in the letter that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has written to Sheikh Mufid alayhi rahma, there is a letter in the books which is quoted that Imam Zamana ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif has written to Sheikh Mufid rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi. And it shows that the relationship of the Imam to the true followers, that how Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has connected to him. And it is not the case that in this letter too, just to maybe it will be beneficial for us, I just read this thing, that it is not just the specific people, the good people that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is connected, but people like me who are quite weak, who are maybe completely immersed in the sins and all these things, still Imam is careful about us. Imam is vigilant on us. Imam is has a pain towards us, that why these people are not going in the right direction. That Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in this letter that وَإِنَّ غَيْرُ مُهْمَلِينَ لِمُرَعَاتِكُمْ وَلَا نَاسِينَ لِذِكْرِكُمْ. We never forget you. We never neglect you. Okay, نَاسِينَ لِذِكْرِكُمْ. We remember you. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is saying to, regarding the mu'mineen, okay, to Shaykh Mufid, that give this message to my followers, my Shia, okay, وَلَا نَاسِينَ لِذِكْرِكُمْ. What is the sign of that? How I can see that my Imam is remembering me? Imam said that walaula dhalik, if we forget you, if we are heedless about you, Imam is heedless about the ummah, lanazala bikumul lawa wastalamakumul aada. If this was the case, then you were covered with the calamities and the hardships, and the enemies has destroyed you. It is we who have saved you. You know that in the beginning I mentioned to you that the plots and the planning and the billions of dollars they are investing for the destruction of Islam. Still we are seeing the Islam is growing. What's going on there? Who is running the show behind the scene? Nobody else than the Imam of our time, Imam Zamana ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Then Imam say like this. And the interesting part, I'm again saying, as far as the Arabic is concerned, this statement is quite interesting. Imam say, walau anna. He used the word law, not in. Law means that if, but I know that it's not easy. It will not happen easily, okay? Imam said that, law anna ashia'ana. If my Shia, our Shia, our followers, our companions, ala ishtima il qulub, they have their hearts become closer to each other. If this happen, they are one unit, they convert it into a one unit. Lama ta'akhara anhumul yumna biliqa'ina. There will be no delay in my reappearance and coming back from the occultation. The condition, the only condition which Imam also know that is tough, is ishtima'ul qulub, that we become one team, one unit. When the team is there, the captain will arrive on the ground. When the team is ready to play with the enemy, then the Imam will be there to fight, to support them, to lead them, to guide them, inshallah, for the true success. He is still there. I'm again saying that we should not feel that he is, but definitely the role he can play, active role that he can play, and all the benefit that we can get, the maximum benefit that we can get from his reappearance, inshallah, that will be done once we have this quality and we become a one team, one unit, and work together, inshallah ta'ala. We hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq, then tomorrow we will discuss this ayah and the explanation of Allama Tawatawai Rizwanullah ta'ala alayhi regarding this ayah that Ya ayyuhallatheena amanu isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. And there are two, three important things which Allama Tawatawai has mentioned about the explanation of these words. And then at the end, he explained his understanding from Islam, that what he understands from Islam, what are the ahkam of Islam is all about, what Islam wants to create among the mu'mineen, okay, what type of system Islam wants to create it with all this Sharia that we have, what is the end goal, where Islam wants to make us reach that goal, what was the goal of that. So inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq, we'll discuss that briefly in the next majlis, and then in the last few majlis we'll try to discuss the attributes of the team that we want to create, that what type of team we are looking for because when we're giving the, giving the examples of the team, sometimes it comes to our mind that all these examples, we are looking for that type of team. So there are certain attributes of the team that can go and support the goal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and work around the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with, on these days and nights of the Muharram, inshallah he should give us the tawfiq so that we could become a true team that can follow the Imam of our time, inshallah ta'ala. Recite aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa
ajil. Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya Ibn Rasulillah. Shalom together. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala. Inshallah, on behalf of all the shuhada, one time again, inshallah. As-salamu
ala al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab
It is mentioned in the history that near the Shahada of Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam, Imam Hussein was crying on the situation of his brother Imam Hassan. When Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam saw his brother crying like this, he said, "Oh Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, you are crying on me? But layom kayom kaya Aba Abdullah. Oh Hussein, your day will be the toughest day. There is no day which is have more hardships and calamities than your day." Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam was not there on the plane, in the plane of Karbala. But he has sent two of his great kids to support the Imam of their time. One is Qasim and one is Abdullah. See the what type of training Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam has performed with these kids. On Shabi Ashur, on the night of Ashur, it is mentioned that when companions of Imam was giving the allegiance to the Imam, and Imam has shown their status in paradise and mentioned to them that everybody will get killed on the day of Ashur. There was one boy who was looking at his uncle, and maybe he is asking that my name is there in the list of Shuhada or no. He knew that I am young, maybe I am weak, I'm not able to fight with the enemy like Aziz Akbar alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm not a very strong student of Abul Fazl Abbas alayhi salatu wasalam. But still, I want to represent my father, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. My mother is waiting that how I will defend my Aqa and Mawla and my Wali. Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam has seen this child and ask, "Oh Qasim, how you see death?" The son of Hassan Mujtaba say, "Ahla min al asal." It is sweeter than the honey. We ask Hazrat Qasim alayhi salatu wasalam, "Oh Qasim, please do the shafa in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then inshallah, the death become like this for us. We should perform our duty in a way that we should, on the day of the, our death, we will say that, Alhamdulillah, we are successful. We are the one who reached our goal through this Shahada, Alhamdulillah. At that time, Imam say, oh Qasim, not only you, but my son Abdullah Radhi will also be in the list of the martyrs. The Ravi has said that after the Shahada of Hazrat Ali Akbar alayhi salatu was salam, a boy came to Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam and asked for the permission. It is mentioned that both of them, Imam alayhi salatu was salam has took Hazrat Qasim alayhi salatu was salam in his lap, and both uncle and his son start crying and crying unless they become unconscious. After a few minutes, a boy came out from the camp of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam, and the narrator is quoting like this: وَخَرَجَ غُلَامٌ كَانَّ وَجْهَهُ شِقَّةُ قَمَرٍ. A young boy came out from the camps of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam, whose face was like full moon. He was as bright as the full moon. The Ravi is saying that this boy came, there was no shield on the body of Hazrat Qasim alayhi salatu was salam, because this guy was a young guy and the shields were not able to, because the shields were built for the warriors. This boy was 13, 14 years old. There was no shield for him. He goes towards the enemy and then he fight and he called like this: Wasaha ya amma, oh my uncle, an orphan is crying. The uncle has seen the cry of the son of Imam Hasan alayhi salatu wasalam. The narrator is saying that Fajallal Hussein kama yujillu saq. Imam Hussain alayhi salam attacks the enemy like a wild falcon. He attacked the enemy like a lion. It is mentioned that the killer of Hazrat Qasim alayhi salatu was salam tried to defend himself from Imam Hussain, but then he called the army. The army who was running away from the battlefield because Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam, all of them returned back. All of them returned back, and nobody knows what happened to the body of Hazrat Qasim alayhi salatu was salam. It is mentioned in the narration, after a few minutes, when Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam look at the body of Hazrat Qasim, he say like this: oh, it's too tough for the uncle that the orphan is calling him, but he could not able to say labbaik on his call. And when he come, he could not help his son. Imam said that Hazrat Qasim alayhi salatu was salam was rubbing the face of the heart with his feet. I don't know what happened to the body of Hazrat Qasim, but the narrator is saying that Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam hold the body of Hazrat Qasim on his chest. 13 years old boy, Imam Hussain alayhi salatu was salam was in 60s. It is mentioned in the riwaya, when my Mawla is bringing Hazrat Qasim towards the camp, the feet of Hazrat Qasim was drawing lines on the face of Karbala.